Alright folks, welcome back to the Frustration Furnace. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let me tell you, sometimes being creative feels like trying to herd cats, chaotic, unpredictable, and maybe just a little bit wild. But today, we're not talking about taming the artistic beast, we're talking about getting that creative engine running smoothly with some serious time management hacks. Ever feel like your ideas are bubbling over but you can't seem to capture them before they vanish into thin air? You know that feeling when inspiration strikes at 3 a.m. and you scramble for a notepad, only to fall back asleep just as the genius thought fades away? We've all been there, but trust me, with the right strategies, we can turn this frustrating whirlwind of creative energy into a well-oiled machine. Now, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you manage your time more effectively and unleash your inner creative powerhouse. First up, embrace the power of routine. This doesn't mean turning yourself into a robotic automaton, we're not robots here. But having a loose schedule can actually do wonders for your creativity. Think about it like this. Just as athletes train consistently to improve their performance, creatives need dedicated time slots for brainstorming, drafting, and honing their craft. Set aside specific hours each day or week for creative pursuits and treat them like sacred appointments. Next up, the importance of the creative sprint. You know those moments when you're feeling super focused and motivated? Well, harness that energy. I'm talking about dedicating a set period, maybe an hour or two, to work on a specific project with zero distractions. Turn off your phone, close those pesky email tabs, and just immerse yourself in the creative flow. Remember, sometimes it's not about working for hours on end. It's about channeling your energy into bursts of focused creativity. Now, let's talk about the dreaded procrastination monster. We all battle with it from time to time, but as creatives, we can't afford to let it take over our projects. Instead of trying to fight it head-on, try using a technique called pre-mortem analysis. Basically, before you start working on a task, imagine that the project is already finished and failed miserably. What went wrong? How could you have avoided those pitfalls? By thinking about potential problems beforehand, you can proactively address them and increase your chances of success. Remember those wild ideas that pop into your head at random moments? Don't let them disappear. Carry a notebook or use a voice recorder to capture those fleeting thoughts as soon as they strike. You never know when a seemingly insignificant idea might spark the next big masterpiece. Think of it like collecting creative seeds, nurture them, organize them, and eventually, you'll have a garden overflowing with artistic possibilities. And finally, my friends, don't forget to take breaks. Creativity thrives on fresh perspectives and a rested mind. Step away from your work regularly to recharge and engage in activities that inspire you. Go for a walk, listen to music, spend time in nature, anything that helps you clear your head and come back to your creative endeavors with renewed energy and focus. Okay, so let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're working on a new song, lyrics just flowing through you like water, the melody is catching fire, but then, bam. Your phone rings, it's an old friend wanting to catch up. You know that conversation could easily turn into a 2-hour chat session and your creative momentum will be shattered. Now, this is where our time management hacks come in. By setting clear boundaries for your work sessions, you can politely decline the call and tell your friend, "Hey, I'm totally swamped with a new project right now. Let's connect later this week when I have some free time." Boom, back to that creative flow. So, remember folks, managing your time as a creative isn't about squeezing every last drop of productivity out of the day. It's about creating space for your ideas to blossom and flourish. Embrace the routine, harness those bursts of creative energy, conquer procrastination, capture those fleeting moments of inspiration, and don't forget to take breaks. The frustration furnace is all about turning that anger into action, and in this case, that action is taking control of your creative time. Go out there, unleash your brilliance, and make some beautiful things happen. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little boost in their creative journey. And as always, keep those ideas flowing, folks. See you tomorrow.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.